If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Everybody's got something to say about the Bears today. That was a wallop this morning when the board of directors for the Chicago Bears made a decision to further pursue Hammond. But of course, people already came out and said that that's it. Done deal. They're moving. I guess we'll wait and see. Argy, how do you say your last name?
Karafotias.
Oh, well, just skip it. I'm going to go with RG. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing with all this noise?
It's a lot of noise, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yes.
So tell me about Touchdown Arlington.
So we are a group of local business owners and residents that we have been advocating for the Bears to come to Arlington Heights with different events and reasoning and explaining why Arlington Heights is the best place for the Bears to be.
So were you first trying to sell the people in Arlington Heights on the idea, and did you succeed?
I think we did pretty good, yes. A very small number of people, they don't want the Bears in Arlington Heights, and I think it's because they don't have enough information. People who are doing their homework and their research, I believe they will see that Arlington Heights is the best place for the Bears to be.
So you've been around a while. You have business leaders. You have community leaders. How are they taking or interpreting this news today?
It's a disappointment, I have to say that. I mean, our mayor had a statement out, and I understand that it's very disappointing, but I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up because, number one, we don't have any shovels in the ground. Number two, they still have to do a lot of work in Indiana. So they have a lot of studies to do and how more money will come out. I really believe that Arlington Heights is still in the game. And the only location in Illinois is Arlington Heights.
Right. And really, there's not shovels in the ground there, but they've certainly done a lot of work, haven't they?
Yes, exactly. So I think, yes, they have a statement. Yes, the board voted for it. But, I mean, they said that back in February. They said that last year in three different locations. So if I don't see construction, I don't see happening.
And, RG, what are you hearing from your mayor, from business people? Have you chatted with anybody in the Bears organization about today's news?
Today's news, people have to realize that this is a business decision. We have to put our feelings aside and we have to see what's happening. Indiana moved quickly. They created all this, the bill and the money and everything, and they almost got the deal. Illinois has to stop arguing, stop them fighting, And we need to get things done. And I really believe that we still have time. I really believe with Governor Pritzker and his leadership, we can get things done.
Do you think they will make it a priority? You've lived in this state a long time. You know how politics works.
That was my next comment. We made this a huge politics game, and it's not good for the state. Not good for the residents. It's not good for business. I'm a 50-50, to be honest. I'm a 50-50. I hope they do the right thing because they know what's at stake. And they don't want to be the ones who basically let the Bears leave the state after 100 years. I'm pretty positive that we can do something.
RG, how would you rate the efforts of your local government in Arlington Heights?
I mean, the village has been working for years now with the Bears. I know that for a fact. And they had almost weekly meetings, I think, every 10 days or every week. And the village has been in very good with the Bears and the meetings and everything to help them to come to Arlington Heights. But again, the village has also to protect the residents. But
yes,
the team was very happy with the village. The issue is in Springfield. It's not with the Village.
It's always in Springfield. Well, great to meet you. If you hear anything, because, I mean, don't some of those Bears relatives have places in the Arlington Heights area? Are they among business owners in your area?
Oh, I see you are very well connected. Yes.
Yes.
They have businesses in Arlington Heights. Yes. I mean, anything that we can share, we will share with the public 100%. But again, I'm not giving up. I really believe that even though for all these years, Springfield did not pay attention, I think now they will.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to, because Indiana has certainly certainly gone all
Indiana
in, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. And they are ready to go.
Nice to meet you, RG. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.